I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
Right. All right, Wonder Woman found the right tape. She's rocking back there because she's on autopilot now for the second half of the show. And we are back with Bill Talbert. He is the president and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. And without further ado, Bill, what's coming up in town in the future?
Well, gosh, we've got a lot of great things. You know, we're going to have that port tunnel open in the next few weeks.
Cool. Can I go through there?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to drive through that thing.
It's a billion-dollar project that's under the Miami River to the cruise capital of the world. We're going to get new cruise ships or building more ships. We're the cruise capital. We always were. We always will be. You know, we bought that. You've got the Museum of Science is topped off, and it's going to be opening next to the Perez Art Museum, Miami. We've got development of hotels all over. I think your listeners, the ones that are here, not on the internet around the world, but the crane has flown back to Miami, and many of those cranes are building hotels, many of them luxury hotels.
Yeah, we're using the hashtag cranes up and taking photos of development all over town. It's really kind of an awesome thing to be able to watch.
It is unbelievable. Why? Because the demand for travel to Miami is at record levels.
Demand by luxury travelers, not just people hopping in their car and driving from Ocala.
I'll give you an example. 3 weeks ago, Qatar Airways began direct service to Miami.
Wow.
Qatar is the richest country in the world, but it's not about Qatar. It's about connection to Asia. This is the first Middle Eastern carrier that has direct service to Miami. What's the first thing they did? They bought a luxury hotel, the St. Regis in Bell Harbor. They're going to build a luxury club at Miami National Airport. I heard today, you know, they started with four days a week. They're going to go to 7 days very quickly. Why? All the planes have been full.
Oh, my gosh. Does that mean that the brand that you helped build with Bruce Turkell is really pumping it out into Southeast Asia and the Middle East and farther? When are the Chinese coming?
Absolutely. Well, this is our connection. You know, Qatar has connections to 7 cities in China, 11 cities in India.
Whoa.
So we're close to working with Emilio Gonzalez and our county partners. Get service, maybe the next service would be in Tokyo, from Tokyo.
Wow.
But we've got 90 carriers coming here, 90 carriers. And it's 97. What's the important thing, Jim, for your listeners? 97% of our visitors come by air.
And how many come back, Bill?
Well, actually, our repeat business is about 85 to 90%.
Home run to you!
85 to 90%. We don't have any of the been there, done that stuff. Why? Because every year,
it's different.
Every day, it's different. It's always evolving. New attractions, new neighborhoods.
We're living and breathing.
It is unbelievable. Now, with that said, it's ours to lose. All of the international customers we have spending billions of dollars, our competition wants to get that away from us, but we're not going to let them do it.
How are they going to look as sexy as us, Bill?
They're working. Well, if you look at the collateral material from Hainan, China, for instance, that owns an airplane, you can't tell the difference in Miami Beach and the beaches in Hainan. So we understand that. Now, they're on the other end of the world. We want to get those Chinese visitors to here, and they love South Beach. They love this community. And when we get Lyft, what we call Lyft Air Service, and that's going to happen. That is absolutely going to happen. But, you know, half of our business, over half of our business is international, a third from Latin America, growing from Europe. And it's and why is an international visitor important? I think we all know why. They stay longer. And they spend more. At the end of the day, what I do every day is jobs, to create jobs and support jobs in our community.
Oh, man. Bill, you just hit the nail on the head. It's about jobs. We've had the folks from the Knight Foundation on. We've had Emerge. Hey, we didn't even talk about technology and the technology tourism.
We invested in that. We got, we're working on the convention center that will be competitive on Miami Beach. We give a great shout out to Mayor Philip Levine.
Yes, Philip Levine. Yes.
Huh?
High five to Philip Levine.
And they're moving that project very quickly. The city commission has decided on a site for a headquarter hotel.
Well, high five to Jimmy Morales, too.
Jimmy
then.
Morales, yes. We know. And Jimmy and the new commissioners and the old commissioners, they're moving very aggressively. We had a meeting with meeting planners last week. The world can't wait for that new convention center on Miami Beach. They're ready to book it today.
Well, these people book years in advance, you've got to be selling that thing. And so what you're hearing from the meeting planners is that their constituencies want to get to Miami. They want to feel and be in Miami.
They're ready to go. And many of them are medical, pharmaceutical, computers, banking, you know, the kind of industries that can pay what the hotels are demanding today, but they have an international customer base, and they want an international community just like Miami and Miami Beach. We're perfect. We're ground zero. When that project gets done, it's going to be one of the top convention centers in the world today.
You know, one of our big sponsors is the University of Miami Medical Center. We call them UHealth, and UHealth is very involved in generating, building, and promoting this medical tourism. And so, you know, people like Robert Finvar built the hotel right there by the medical center. I know Swerdlow Group and our group are building the Shops of Civica, which is going to provide a real fix to the hole in the donut for food and beverage over at the Civic Center. It's going to become an area to live because a lot of people come here just for that.
And your convention bureau is involved very much in the medical tourism program. Visit Florida has just, because of the legislature has said this is going to be important. We're very much involved in medical tourism. It's very important to us. It's emerging. That's another one. Everybody else wants to get into medical tourism. So while we're excited about these things, here's what we do at the convention bureau. We work hard. We work every day. Others are sleeping. We're working.
You're playing offense and you're playing defense 24/7, 365.
You got that, Jim. That's right. That's right.
You know, it's really great because I've always been concerned where my beautiful hashtag Sky Palace that I look out and do all my tweets off of, I see the port. I watch the different seasonality of the port visitation. I see when we have fewer boats one year than the next, when it seems like they're in an evolution in a transitionary period. And I've been noticing that you can't get dockage during the winter time anymore. 7 or 8 boats sometimes.
Cruise capital of the world. When you know Disney Cruises arrives, you know that something's happening.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so that means we've got the we've got the family tours, we've got the upscale adult tours, we've got the carnival tours, we've got the NCLs, and I used to think that it was a bunch of hotel rooms that came and went back in the day. That's what I used to say 15 or 20 years ago.
This is a whole integrator program. Also, you know, we're the only place in the United States with 2 national parks. No other destination can say that.
Oh, well, Biscayne and Everglades.
You got it, Jim.
So we're bounded by ecotourism.
But no place else, because we've got South Beach and downtown and our heritage neighborhoods. Everybody knows that in Doral, but 2 national parks. And once again, everything we do, you do here at the radio station, you do it as a person and a company, is to distinguish yourself from the competition. That's what we do every day. That's why people are coming here in droves, because there's something to do for everybody. Everybody says that, but nobody can say we've got the only place with 2 national parks in the United States, the largest concentration of boutique hotels, the cruise capital of the world. Nobody else can say that. And also the space we occupy, Jim, is there are few, if any, places in the world that are both tropical and cosmopolitan. Miami has that. It's easy to get to. There are a lot of tropical places. There are a lot of cosmopolitan places, but only one Miami, tropical and cosmopolitan.
And we're in the safe, secure, stable United States. And that, I think, is a very big, important part of why we're able to expand our brand internationally and attract people from all over the world who want to come here.
But we're also a global brand. We're the most international of the cities in the United States, and people feel comfortable here. There's language. There's a vibe here that you don't get anywhere else in the world. It's called Miami.
It is Miami. It is a brand. It is a way of life. It is a state of mind. It's an environment. It's an energy.
And it results in jobs. Every zip code in this town has jobs in the hospitality industry. We're for diversification. That's great. But one of the top vacation destinations, we get that convention center done, we're going to be one of the top meetings destinations as well.
When we get it done, and I'm telling you it's coming. I know Philip Levine, if there's one thing that guy does, he gets it done.
And he's listening to the show right now, Jim.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. But okay. And Jimmy Morales is right behind him. I know them both. They're both wonderful, terrific, committed guys to their community. They've given up a whole heck of a lot to do this for Miami and the CVB and all of us here. Bill, we've got 15 seconds. What's your final word?
It's about jobs, jobs, jobs. It's about Miami Spa Month. It's about, you know what, staycations, you know, it's more about family today. Enjoy your family. Hug your family. A lot of things going on in the world. Let's be thankful for what we have here in this great place called Miami. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. It's my Miami. It's your Miami. It's our Miami. We're going to be right back after this. I'm going to give you my thoughts on Miami's place in the world as a tourist destination and as a place to build your business. We'll be right back after this short break again. Thanks so much to Bill Talbert, President and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Wonder Woman, it's all yours.